In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The welcome from Lent and the gift of the Christian year, the gift of balance, the church places before us two penitential seasons, as we all know, season of Advent and season of Lent. They have something in common, but they are also vastly different. First of all, Lent is much longer. Three times the length of Advent, from 40 days. Advent, 4 weeks for preparing for the 12 days of Christmas. And Lent, 40 days for the 50-day season of Easter, symbolizes long length of the centrality of the feast of Easter, the highest feast of the year, higher than Christmas and any other feast. And also that the central belief of the church, the belief in the resurrection, is also, if we're honest, the most difficult belief to believe. And in a world of everything in which we now live, we can't instantly believe the resurrection. It takes a lifetime of formation, and thus assemble 40 days, and then a 50-day season of Easter. Also, Advent is more of an emotional season. That's why it has a beautiful music bag. We don't put flowers, ultimate greenery, a pregnant expectation of the birth of Christ. Whereas the season of Lent is more intense, and has more to do with the will. The first half of Lent emphasizing the interior purification of our soul. The second half emphasizing the physical suffering of Jesus, culminating in Holy Week. But they one half, they have something in common, though, and something very important. They're not in and of themselves. They're means to an end. Advent is connected to Christmas, and Lent is always connected to the resurrection. We live on this side of the cross, so whatever we contemplate in Lent, we contemplate the view of the resurrection. And this is something that Peter, James, and John, and even Mary do not have. I think of illustrations that I've used this before, but it just makes clear as my mind. And that is, I remember as a kid, my mother had more rules. My father was more lenient. And sometimes late night, he'd watch the late night TV and I'd sleep in there. My mother would actually get back to bed. My father would be sick. And he'd be watching some murder mystery. And there I was, at 9 years old, and there was the villain and the heroine. And the heroine was going to be John Lennon. I said, Father, the heroine's going to be killed. He was so calm. He said, no, it's not. How do you know? It's in the script. It's in the script. My brothers and sisters, we can face them. We know the script. We know the feast of the resurrection. And that's a big difference. And that's why Lent is serious, it's sobering, and it's challenging, but it's not damning. It's not damning. It's given to us as a gift. And so we have this 40-day fast of Lent as a parish and as individuals. But I want to emphasize the corporate aspect of our fast, because we live in the most individualistic culture possibly in all human history. I believe we do. And don't think it doesn't trickle down the cell phones of our faces into our psyche. We live in a mentality of I am the center of the world I see. But religion is corporate, as we often say, very personal, but it is not private. So much of our formation happens as a family. That's why parish life is important. We grow as a family and as a village. And so the fast of Lent is first and foremost a corporate fast. So how do we practice this fast as a family? Well, look at our liturgy. We have in the season of Lent, we simplify our liturgy. We take away some of the ornaments, the flowers on the altar. We veil many of the crosses and images to give ourselves a fast of the eyes, some of the beautiful images, that they might become more appreciating and more beautiful when they are lifted at Easter. We take on devotions and practices in the church that we might not be able to do 365 days of the year, but for 40 days we can. I often use this phrase, many of you have heard it pastorally. It was first used by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, but she said, you can't look at the sun for so long. It's too intense. What do? You have to look away. the difficult things in life and the challenges, we have to look away. And but for the season of Lent, for this fairly short time, we can look at the sun in its intensity and ask God as a parish and as an individual, what can I do, Lord, to prune my life? What can I do to better myself? I can be a daughter or a son for you. I can look in the mirror and what does it cost, what it will. Is there something? Is there a change of a relationship with a person, with alcohol, with food, with a church, with a community that I can make? Make me the daughter of the son that you want me to be. We do that in the parish. And so we add to the devotion, the station, the cross, the addiction, the blessed sacrament, and pride. By the way, I ask the parishioners, please try if you can, to come to at least one of those through the season of Lent. Our rosary deal will grow. We add Christian education offering. Again, things we might not be able to sustain for 365 days a year, but for the season of Lent, we look at the sun. We look at the intensity of what God might do for us. So first and foremost, we join the parish. If you just do not give up a piece of chocolate for Lent, it's okay. Just come to church. That's just after I ask you. Allow the format. Allow it to do its job in the church. And I often say, we bring our feet to the mat. Our souls follow. And whether or not we feel spiritual or not, they're like a sponge. And they soak up the word. They soak up the liturgy. They soak up the love of God. So let us grow and learn as a parish. But also as individuals. And this is, again, because, why? We know the script. We know the foundation of love of God. We can look in the mirror and say, look at the sun, and say to the mirror, Lord Jesus, now as individuals, is there something in my life? Is there a relationship that needs changing in my life? Is there a way that I can love and adore you more? What is the chief end of existence? To love God and enjoy God forever. That's why we are free. Nothing else fills that God more, but God. And so in the season of Lent, we can look in the mirror and say, what is it for? And then be creative and infuse the season. And sometimes we do the difficult things, but we do it for the love of God. And that is the purpose of Lent. Now, in closing, the trick is, and the hard part is, how do we keep a connection to Jesus? How does it not become an end in and of itself? Well, that's hard. Well, here's what we can do. Just ask every day. Pray. Dedicate every day for Lent when we wake up and say, Lord, the things I've decided to do and to give up and to add on, let it be connected to your fast and your heart. And do in me the work that only you can do with the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, as individuals and as a parish, let's do that. Let's hold hands and walk these holy days and see where we are at the end. What kind of parish, what kind of individual Christians we might be. May God's Holy Spirit bless us mightily this holy season. Amen.